All right, gang, it's time for Puck Off. Frazier Smith here and Joe Bartnicki in NYC. Joe, how you doing there?
Fantastic, Frazier. First of all, welcome back. So great to have you back. We missed the captain. And, you know, things are great. The fans still, you know, all week. I was in Pittsburgh last week. People loving Frazier. You know, loving Puck Off. It's the best fan. Penguins fans, they're all coming out of the woodwork. And they were like, how's Frazier doing? How's the captain? And like, I've been big fans in Pittsburgh. In New York, just doing the stand about every night. People outside the stand on Monday night, great show. We're like, oh, this is the Puck Off. Oh, where's Frazier at? I'm like, he'll be back this week. I'm like, he'll be back this week. Don't worry. We don't go two in a row. We're not the captain. So.
Well, listen, I'm sorry I missed last week. I had to go see my mom. She's been ailing, but she's doing better. And she's coming out of the hospital and a big Red Wing fan, my mom, always.
Oh, I know. Big shout out to her. And she's got to be happy now. The Red Wings are back in their winning ways.
Well, they're looking good, aren't they? 4 out of 5. And I got to say something. Mazarek was unbelievable last night. I just watched highlights. You know, Ovi was going for, he's trying to break his hero, Fedorov's record for the most goals scored by a Russian player in NHL history. And, you know, he's right there, but he had 15 shots on goal, and Mazarek just stoned him, looking fantastic in the nets there after Jimmy Howard got hurt the other night.
Yeah, I mean, I actually did not even know that Howard got hurt. I just thought he seemed to always trust Mazarek with the big game. Like, they always seem to throw him into the big one.
Fabulous. I'm not just saying because I'm a Red Wing fan, Joe. I haven't seen that good a goaltending in a while. He was all over the place. He was fantastic.
I think he has a higher ceiling than Jimmy Howard, which we've said it for a long time. But Jimmy's had a good season. But Mazarek just came in there and just absolutely stonewalled. We have a lot of things to be happy about. You know, they have your whole power play the other night was under 25.
Yeah.
When does that ever happen? I mean, the Red Wings have had power plays over 35. I think for the last 15 years, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was talking to our buddy Earl Skakel. He was mentioning that, how young they are. They always get the good young players.
Yeah, I mean the kid that scored last night, Anders, I'm not even going to try his last name. His first goal of his career, a game winner, you know, 1-0 versus the Capitals. I mean,
Larkin's awesome, isn't
Larkin's
he?
He's a plus 10.
I can't believe that kid. I'm so excited about that kid's play. He's going to just get better and better, too.
I know. And Friday, you get the Witch back.
Yeah, we get the Witch.
The Witch is coming back this Friday.
Man, when he kicks in, we're looking real good. I'm impressed with how they're playing right now. And I was blown away by Mazarek because Ovi had some great shots on goal. And he just turned them away.
I know. I mean, 15 shots. I mean, Mazarek was in the March of the Parade, the Veterans Parade today. I think he was getting his gear on March of the Parade. I mean, he was under heavy fire.
Yeah, man. I was impressed with his play. And you know who else impressed me in goal is, our boy Carey Price out right now, who I think is the best goaltender in hockey. This kid, Mike Condon, who's been in subbing for him, 6-0 since he's been in, and he's playing well.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, we were rapping, we were giving him we were tapping stick to him last week. I mean, Condon just has him now. They're calling him priceless. He's priceless. But I'm an buddy. You know, we never use this. One of the greatest nicknames ever. We failed to use it for one of our favorite people ever. Dale Weiss, remember the Dutch Gretzky? Yeah. And the strike, remember, he went to the Netherlands and was led the league in scoring. He's on the power play now. He's got 10 goals, 8 or 10 goals. I mean, Weiss is just destroying it. They got 9 guys over plus 9. 9 guys. I mean,
wow.
they're killing it, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. There's a lot going on around the league. I wanted to talk about your Pens again just for a second. They are on a roll. Sid is off to a very slow start, though.
Well, you know, they switched up the line. First of all, knock on wood, Super's okay. Super had of scary.
Yeah, that was a little scary. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's playing tonight in a rivalry Wednesday versus the Happy Con. Eric Fair, who was hurt at the beginning of the year, came back. He had a shorthanded goal. He looked like Lemieux. Like three guys draped all over him. My dad jumped out of his seat. It was like, I was watching the game with him. It was amazing. So they finally have depth. You know, Bo Bennett's now going to play 5-6 minutes. They have Hornquist and now on the third line. Phil Kessel's playing great.
He looks great.
Gino revving him up. Yeah, I mean the block. Even Zach Hawk got 50 shots the other night. The only guy still got a bone to pick with, you know, is Letang. Lazy Letang. Just letting people walk out. Letting people walk. $3 billion letting someone walk out of the corner. You gotta be kidding me. But you know what? I'm gonna take it as I'm gonna be happy with everything. I mean,
hey Joe,
nine
out of the last 11. You're looking pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I'll tell you, I was at the Garden last night. I went to Rangers, Carolina.
Oh, were you at that game?
I was at that game. First of all, the Garden. And, I mean, I'm a Penguins fan. I love going every game, anywhere. You cannot beat the new Garden.
It's hard to beat the Garden.
You can't. And there's a private sandwich outside of Section 107. I know where to go. It's like you'll never get another sandwich anywhere, let alone in an arena, better than that sandwich. But, I mean, they toyed. The Carolina Hurricanes got phantom calls. I mean, I know the game was on national TV, MSNBC, or whatever, for the Armed Forces Network. They were trying to get something to be entertained. I mean, the Carolina got about 10 calls they should have never got. The Rangers so toyed with them. Nash made a sick goal. It was Carolina. Plus, the Penguins will probably get swept by them this year. But Carolina's awful. They're awful. I don't know what happened to Jordan Staal. It's like he was taking a free skate. I have never seen someone look more uninterested than some of the girls I've dated in my life.
Well, that's a tough comparison. Now, I got to say something about the Rangers. They look like the hottest team in hockey right now.
They are. And let me tell you, I mean, Ranger fans, I'm going to tell you, you should fly me into all important games. Because when I've seen them the last 2 years, I've seen them at their 2-0, 8-0, 1-2 shutout.
Well, yeah, it's his 56th shutout, career shutout, and you know, you are good luck for those Rangers. They look good right now.
They absolutely do. They absolutely do. I'll tell you what, it's the Rock over across the dirty river. The Devils are not playing bad hockey.
You know what?
Zajac and those guys are playing pretty good. They're right there in the mix. Devils are in the mix.
Yeah, they really are, and it surprises me, but they are. They're playing really well. I guess when I say it surprises me, I just didn't think they were going to have it this year, but they're off to a pretty good start, better than I thought.
Well, yeah, you were down on them a little more than me. I thought they had so many journeyman lunch bucket guys that could play spiritless hockey and win all the games when somebody doesn't try. You know what I mean? They come
yeah.
in. Journeymen come in, give a good effort. They're all professionals on that team. That is a professional team of hockey players, you know. I mean, just a bunch of good, solid guys. And, they're 2 points behind the Penguins. So, and, you know, two behind the Islanders, who are just, you know, one day the Islanders look great. They look like the Islanders I think they're going to be. With Tavares leading the way, and everybody's pitching in for Bowski and Lee and, you know, Foso and the Boychuk. And the next day, it's just John Tavares by himself. The only one that's good every day is Tavares. And Halak is playing good. And Grace actually is stopping the puck. Like, you know, it's on the other guys on that team. If they're gonna, I mean, they want to jump Washington. They want to jump the Rangers. They want to get home. They don't want to be screwing around in the wild card. I'll tell you that.
Well,
I know it's November, but you know that's what, you know, they don't want to have to go to these places. They have an advantage at home. Maybe not against the Rangers, but against Washington and Pittsburgh, and you know they don't want to fall back and have to go to Montreal in the playoffs.
No, you don't. That's for sure. Well, that's right. You know, a lot of times I think teams kind of, you know, maybe take it a little easy early. You can't really afford to do that anymore because it all adds up. And that's a tough division, too.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, and the final thing on this division, I mean, how about Columbus still stinks?
Oh, man. I feel bad for him.
Tortorella better have those pills that they give you, like, when you have a heart attack.
Yeah, because he looks like he is stressing, and with good reason.
I didn't have the sound. I'm at the bar. You could just see his press conference. He gave, like, the first, like, Ranger-style press conference where he was just, like, going to kill somebody. I was having breakfast watching the highlights. The bartender's like, what's so funny? Look at that guy. He goes, that's the old Ranger coach. And I go, yeah.
Oh, he's type A, no question. And in a tough situation there. Well, yeah, they still haven't really.
Well, you know what he did, though? He is Hartnell. Hartnell's the only guy scoring for that team. Everyone knows I love Scotty Hartnell. But he is the only, like, one of his generally guys scoring. And he is Hartnell, like, sitting in penalties. You know, I know Hartnell loves the penalty box. He probably has a mini bar in there. But, I mean, you know, why is Hartnell? Why are you giving Hartnell? I mean, I don't know. I'll tell you another. I tell you, coach is doing good. He would never think so. How about the job Disco Dan is doing in Buffalo?
Look at them. Yeah, he is doing a good job. And they beat Tampa Bay last night. Eichel's looking real good, isn't he?
Oh, Eichel. Yeah, Eichel's going to show up in the award ceremony. The award part of this program, yeah. Eichel's just such a man. He's such a man.
He's a bad dude.
And they're getting good goaltending too. What's the thing? The kid from Ottawa that everybody Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco, played some good goal. And they got that Rasmus Ristolainen. They're 5-0 when they're leading after two. That means someone's actually listening to Disco.
How rare. Well, you know what? They are playing well right now. And it's kind of interesting to see. The other team that surprised me so far, and, you know, they're not doing great, but they're doing a lot better than I thought, is Arizona.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Domi Jr. is playing incredible. But, dude, did you see the slap shot that Duke took from the men's team, from the Goldies? He just absolutely blew it by somebody the other night. I'm just like, oh, the Duke. Every time I see that, it makes me feel for Ranger fans. Like, really? He gave him up. His handle was pretty. The skirt, I got to see the skirt close up last night. He was getting schooled. I mean, as much as Carolina didn't care, they still abused Keith Yandel all night. That was kind of funny to see. Yandel's clueless.
Well, Arizona, Hansel's been scoring, and Brad Richardson came back to haunt the Kings.
I know. How much you think he liked that?
You know he loved that.
He loved that. I'll tell you, but Oliver Ekman Larson, up to his usual trick, and Mike was playing good in that, man. Mike was playing good. And
he
you
is.
Know what?
He
I,
is.
They're not, and they're taking this. Here's how serious they are as a team now. They waived John Scott.
Yeah. that's funny.
They're going to play hockey, Frank. They're going to play hockey this year.
How about that? Yeah, they're really surprising me. I really didn't think so. I thought they were the worst team in hockey, and here they are having a pretty nice year so far.
Yeah, I really thought they were going to be the worst. I mean, I thought them and Buffalo. I thought them and Disco, but both proving me wrong. I'll tell you, the team that, the Penguins, I mean, they put 50 shots on the Penguins, and it took them a record to everybody's back off, but you got to love the, I mean, it's, I mean, we didn't even talk about this because you were gone. I mean, you know, McDavid got hurt by the Flyers.
Yeah, he's got a broken collarbone, and he's going to be out for a minute. That's a tough guy to lose right now because he was playing pretty well.
Oh, he was playing great. He was probably going to push Eichel to the limit for the rookie, the Calder. But they got this kid that Levon, you know, he shall be Levon. We get so many the pronunciation police have been out lately. So whenever you say his last name, he's magnificent. This kid's got a wingspan too. And then Mel Yakupov, I've been talking him up for 3 years, saying someone's going to get to him, and he's playing great, Yakupov. I mean, it's so funny. Their talents finally starting to come together. And after you get a couple of defensemen, and I know they're still in last place, but you watch them, and they're playing so much better.
Yeah, they
are. I mean, they were in last place last year, but they were losing 7-1. Now
yeah,
like
no.
Three to two, you know.
No, they look a lot better this year, and they've got guys who are going to be good as they get older. I mean, that's a team for the future. I think they should be pretty excited. But you're right; they're still in last, but they've got some guys now.
Yeah, I mean Calgary beat the Penguins, but the Penguins were just like, hey, you know, we'll take 3 out of 4. Everybody's tired. Calgary looks lost.
What is happening with Calgary?
Really,
I don't get it. Remember, I picked them to do real well, and they aren't looking too good at all this year. What do you think's going on?
I might beating a dead horse, but it's Dougie Hamilton. You know, that whole defense was a bunch of underpaid overachievers. Nothing riles team morale than you get a guy who's kind of a skirt, who doesn't like to go to the corners, making more than everybody.
Well, yeah, that may be causing some disruption there. I have an opposite view. I kind of like him, his skill set, but I know what you're saying. You get a high salary guy in there, and he's not getting it done right off the bat. It can have an effect.
And their goaltending has been terrible.
Yeah,
terrible. I mean, yeah. They tried to Wade Miller. And then, I mean, you know, they didn't have much depth last year until they got to the playoffs and played Vancouver, their third, fourth line in New Jersey. But Yuri Hudler played like Yari Curry last year. Like, that wasn't going to happen again.
Right,
you know, I mean,
right.
And Johnny Hockey, everyone loves Johnny Hockey, but he had more clutch, puck luck, whatever you want to say, the hockey god. I mean, they've shown about him. Like, he's a good player. He's playing pretty good this year. But he was really lucky last year.
Well, I think
he was lucky. The guy worked his ass off. But he had so many, like, third-period goals last year that really saved their bacon, you know. So, I mean, they're kind of where they are. The interesting thing now is, you know, the Sharks are on the skid.
Yeah, they are. And, yeah, I don't know what to say there. Now, they're talking about maybe a trade here. Did you see this? Patrick Merlot.
He wants out.
Yeah, you know, he had the no-trade contract, and he's got a high ticket, though. You know, and
he's got a high ticket. He's only got 3 teams he wants to go to.
I saw
LA, the Ducks, or the Rangers. So they're not going to trade him to LA or the Ducks. Because that's the two biggest rivals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Rangers can use them, but they don't need them. And after what they gave up to get, you know, Yandle, I wouldn't be so quick to throw away a good. I mean, San Jose's going to want a ton for him.
Yeah,
want
they
a
are.
Ton for him.
Yeah, he's got a heavy ticket. Good player. But you're right. They're not going to trade him, you know, in conference. Probably and certainly not to their rivals. Yeah, I don't know. Be a nice pickup though if the Kings could get him or the Ducks.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't.
I don't see it.
I mean, I like him as a player. I mean, I wouldn't want him as my captain, but I wouldn't. Those two teams don't need. Those two teams need a solid veteran defenseman.
Yeah.
You know.
And
I love Aeroff, the scratch, the last 2 games. I knew he wouldn't make it through Daryl Sutter's think Daryl Sutter, we're going to get a look at him after a month. Erhoff's not a Sutter player.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Right.
I mean, he should be. I mean, he should be in jail for stealing money, Erhoff. I mean, he hasn't done anything in 3 years. Why the Kings paid him and not Paul Martin is one of the great mysteries of my adult life. But we'll talk about the Kings in a second. But the Ducks finally get Perry rolling, Kessler's rolling, Getzlaf's rolling, and then Getzlaf does the pass to nobody.
Yeah.
Boudreaux went nuts. Boudreaux called him out. I'm like, Bruce, I think Getzlaf's going to be here longer than you.
That was kind of Letang-esque. But you know what? Ducks are starting to play. They're playing better. Eventually, you knew they would with that lineup. And they've had, a five-game point streak going here. But some of their big guns, they haven't really gotten going. And, like Silverberg's doesn't have a goal yet, I don't think.
Haglin hasn't done.
Haglin's got one goal.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You got Perry's really waking up. He's for a while, he's like fighting people, he's exploding now. And Kessler's had a pretty strong season. But Getzlaf was out, now he's back. He's racking up assists. But Chris Stewart, who I think is a key to that team, he's a couple goals now. In the dirty goals, where he's got a D in front of the net. You know, he adds a lot to that team if he plays his tough game.
Well, they're a very good team. When you look at them on paper, they've just gotten off to a sluggish start here, real sluggish, and they seem to be coming on a little bit now. Though, do you think it's going to be enough?
Yeah, the beauty for them is, we think Arizona is not going to make it in the end, or at least they're not going to go out and make a couple trades to give away the future to make a difference. So. And then San Jose, I mean, we love Joel Ward. Joel Ward, I mean, him and Pavelski are like the whole team right now. So, they're only 1 point behind them. They're 2 wins behind Arizona. So I don't think the Ducks have much to worry about now other than, Anderson, Hans Christian Anderson is playing some great goals.
Starting to play, yeah.
I think they're in good shape. And the Kings are definitely back on the right track. It's funny how it's always like, oh, Kessler and Sid, Kessler, and then what happens? It plays with Gino, everything works out. And it's like, Sid's going to be with Gavrik, and Luch is going to be with Gavrik, and Kopitar is going to be amazing, right?
Yeah.
And it works out, boom. He goes to Carter and Toffoli. They might be the best line in hockey.
Well, he knows what he's doing back. He's a great coach, And he shuffles those lines up, and you're right. Toffoli's having an amazing year.
Oh, he's a top 10 player. He's a top 10. He paid penalty kills. He'll get physical. He's got a little winch in him. I love that guy.
Toffoli, having a great year so far.
I think he's the real deal. He was hurt he was hurt last year, the year before. I think it really hurt him. It hurt the team. But who's on top of your Pacific is the Vancouver Canucks. So turn your back on the Vancouver Canucks, 19 points as of Wednesday.
They look good, man.
They're playing good. Everyone kind of stepped up. Even the Sutter sisters playing pretty good. This kid they got Hanson, I mean, against the Penguins, he was the best player on the ice. And that includes all the Pittsburgh, the superstars and the Sedins and everybody. He's the best player on the ice, Hanson. He's racking it up.
He's a good player, and they're off to a great start. Again, surprising to me, but they really are. They look good.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely surprising. And I really buried them mentally after they didn't show up. I thought they would show up last year against Calgary. After they pulled that no-show, I was like, wow.
You know, they're all, They always fold in the playoffs, or it seems like it. But, yeah, and that was disappointing. But, boy, they look good now. So that's
yeah.
it.
Now, yeah,
I got to say something. I was watching the highlights last night, and all I ever talk about when I talk about the Wild is Parise. But I got to tell you something. I saw one of the best moves I've seen in hockey in a long time. Vanek just was awesome. He scored two goals, and one of them was one of the prettiest goals I've seen in a long time. Just
yes, absolutely. Fans are sending in the defense has got to be the skirt of the league. It's like not at all. Vanek, that move was so great. I mean, you know, Bobby Orr would have fell down.
Yeah,
that was
a
hell of a move.
He did fake him out of his jock, but he would have faked anybody out with that move. That was a great move.
Yeah. I know. Vanek is just he's playing hard, and he has to because, you know, Parise is week to week.
Yeah.
With a torn MCL. So we hate to see that. But they're right there. They're in the playoffs right as we speak with, you know, and of course, you know, he's on top of the toughest division in hockey. The great Lindy Ruff.
Well, there you go.
I mean, you give Lindy a couple D-men and a goaltender, and, he's the best. That Klingberg kid, either him or Subban for the Norris right now for me.
They actually lost last night to Toronto, which is surprising, but...
You talk about taking somebody lightly.
Yeah, right. Because a couple nights before when they played Detroit, man, they really took it to us. They look great, Dallas. Well, he's playing great. I mean, they're a real good team.
Miami did not look that good against Toronto. Not to blame the goaltending, because I mean they didn't show up. But Miami led in a couple weird ones.
But he's been playing well so far this year.
Absolutely, and he's pushing let one in. So he's pushing wetness, you know. So, bro, I mean, you really can't. I mean, they got 24 points. They're on top of the division. I mean, and Miami's a big part of it.
Yeah.
The other team that's maybe it's turned a little bit is Captain Kangaroo. You know, they got the St. Louis. You know, Elliott is just playing great goaltending. He's playing great in net. He's playing great, and I wonder if that is because Rodeur is in the front office.
Well, yeah, that couldn't hurt. You got somebody to go to for tips and pointers.
I mean, obviously we got to see what happens in the playoffs, but they also get, you know, I always rip on their, like, three famous defensemen that always never, they seem to live on reputation, but they got that rookie, Pareko on defense. He's not like, I think he has like four game-winning goals or something crazy. I mean, he's playing great. And even Backus, the guy, I ripped Backus last week. He scored the game-winning goal against Chicago. I thought I was hallucinating. Backus scoring a big goal.
Well, you know what?
Where did that come?
They usually do well in the regular season, and they're doing it again this year. They do look good. I will say that.
Yeah,
and
it's literally a street fight because, you know, Nashville's tied with Minnesota. They, you know, back to Rene. What more can you say about him? I mean, you know, it's Rene. And then
awesome.
our two teams aren't even in the playoffs. Winnipeg and Chicago aren't even in the playoffs right now.
I know.
And Winnipeg has the best little Wheeler and Ladd. Right now, I mean, maybe not on paper or Hall of Fame credentials. It's the best first line in hockey. I mean, they're playing incredible. You got Ehlers, the guy you love. Ehlers, the burner.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we love their D. And their goaltending is letting them down a little bit. I mean, a little bit. But they're, and then Chicago's one behind them.
I know. Isn't that wild?
I mean,
that's wild. But Chicago, it looks like they're getting Duncan Keith back. He's been cleared for return. They're thinking this weekend.
Oh, that's fantastic news.
Yeah.
This is a fan. I mean, I don't want to. I mean, I know people in St. Louis and Minnesota don't give a damn. It would be awful if Chicago doesn't make the playoffs. It'd be awful.
Well, you know, I was talking to, I ran our friend Mark DiCarlo. He's a comic and a host and everything from Chicago.
Oh, love that guy.
Yeah,
love that guy.
Mark's a great guy. Huge Blackhawk fan. He's from Chicago. And we were talking about just what a workhorse, aside from being super talented, that Duncan Keith is. I mean, you know, he's just on the ice constantly and a tremendous player. So that'll help when they get him back. He's their leader, one of their leaders.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I like Seabrook, and he's picked up a lot of minutes. And those, you know, the young kids have not played bad. But, you know, one little mistake a game, and that's the goal, and then, you know, then you lose. And with Duncan Keith playing 25 minutes, like those mistakes don't happen. You know, but it's Duncan Keith.
Yeah.
And we know how much you love Duncan. We know your love of Duncan Keith.
Oh, of course, man. Now, you're talking about the Predators. I wanted to mention something about this kid, Colton Sissons. Am I saying it right? This kid, just up from the minors for literally hours before the game, gets a goal and two assists against Ottawa. Yeah. This kid, I mean, that's hard to do. Coming right out of the,
right out of the gate.
Yeah, and so that's pretty interesting. And a lot of rookies playing well this year, don't you think?
Yeah, I think a ton of them. I mean, look at—I mean, there's like, I mean, McDavid was on fire, but he's out of the mix. And you got Eichel, you got your guy, you got your guy Dylan Larkin.
Larkin.
You got the Russian guy. But I don't know if he'd be. I guess he's either a rookie playing for Chicago. That guy's killing it.
He's killing it. Yeah.
And then you got the guy just mentioned in St. Louis. It's gonna be the rookie team might be able to beat the old timers. What do you think it is? Your favorite guy? There's a little minor controversy maybe, but Mike Babcock, your old friend, was named the World Cup coach for Canada.
Yeah, I saw that.
And some people were saying, why didn't it go to Coach Q? Three rings to, you know, what have you done for me lately, Babcock? What do you say about that?
You know, that's a good one. That's a good question, because Coach Q really has earned it with how well he's done. I think that's a touchy controversy, because Babcock really hasn't done a lot lately. But, look, you know, he's kind of saddled with a tough team right now. They're trying to, you know, they're rebuilding as they have been for the last 20 years. And, you know, he's in a rough situation there, but I still think he's a great coach. I think he's a good coach for those, those international teams too, because he's obviously a terrific. He knows what he's doing out there, but also he's good with the young players. But I think I think you're right on that. I would have gone with Coach Q simply because he's earned it.
I think Q has definitely earned it, and it's funny because he didn't be an assistant, and so they got rid of Lindsey Ruff. He's no longer an assistant on that.
Boo.
Team.
Yeah.
But I think it's better for Q, because he doesn't have the pressure and he can still worry about Chicago. I mean, Babcock does really have to worry about Toronto, next spring. I think that Babcock is used to working with those superstars, and they all know him, you know. And frankly, if I was a Chicago Blackhawks fan, I wouldn't want to coach that team. I'd rather worry about the Blackhawks.
Well,
then you get some weird things too about, like, well, maybe I don't want Steve. No, I want, you know, you get that Steve Eiserman problem, you know. Well, maybe I don't bring Hosa. Maybe I bring Steve. Maybe I don't bring, you know, maybe Taze as the captain. Or, you know, who wants all that garbage?
Well, that's
you
true,
know,
too.
You're trying to win a cup.
Yeah, that's true, too. Either way, you got a good coach in there.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Just thought we'd throw it out there. Like, here's a couple weird things I saw this week. Here's a list of the top five tandems as far as percentage of scoring of their team. Who scores, like, who leads their team the most? Number one, Jeff Carter, Tyler Toffoli.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Two, Kane and Tage. Three, this is how bad Columbus has been. No offense to Mr. Hartnell. Scotty Hartnell and Boone Jenner.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, Scotty's, you know, not, you know. And then San Jose, the big Joe Pavelski, And Joel Ward, that's what he says how great he's a Ward's had, or maybe why Marlowe and everybody went out. And then five is St. Louis with Tarasenko and Steen. Probably Tarasenko or anybody would be number five.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Tarasenko. Like
my, one of my favorites, man. That guy. Terrific.
Yeah. Another fun thing I looked up or I saw, which I just think is great, you know, because Ovi's going for, you know, to tie Fedorov.
Right.
And Ovi's third on goals per game, goals per game. He's a third. He's third. You would take a guess at the top five there? Would take a guess at the top five?
Top five. You were talking current or of all time?
Of all time, it's like the percentage of the chances, I guess, of them getting a goal a game. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How, you know, like Ovi's a .63.
Wow, I'd
so
have to go.
Point, you
know, one, I'd have to go with the great one, I guess. Sid 2. Ovi 3. Who would you see? Phil Gardner. Gordie Howe? I don't know.
See, I think you're right. And I'll look this up for next week. I think you're right for points a game.
Oh.
Points a game was like, well, actually, points a game was Lemieux. It was always Lemieux and Gretzky, because Lemieux was the only one to ever have a 2 point something points a game. And then when he came back, like the last time, he kind of had some nothing games. And he went under 2. A lot of people pissed for, like, he should have never done that to ruin, like, the only guy that ever. Anyway, the goals per game, number one, the great Mike Bossy.
Really?
0.76. 0.76 in 752.
Wow.
In 915 games, Mario is at 0.75. Ovi is at a 0.63. Another rush in 771 games. In 702 games, is 0.62 is the Russian rocket, Pavel Bure.
Ah, okay. Well, he was a
goal
scorer.
The great one is at 0.60, but he played a few more. He played at 1487.
Right.
You know? Yeah, the great one wrecked him. Yeah, he wrecked. But, I mean, you know, just fun stuff. Fun stuff there. A couple things I need to do before the thing talk about before the awards, before I forget, is the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame this week. Two of our all time favorites, Fedorov, you know, probably my favorite non-Penguin of all time, is obviously two of them. Phil Housley, Chris Pronger, and the great Nick Lidstrom. Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Well, Lidstrom, yes, all the way, man. Certainly Fedorov. And Housley and who else?
Chris Pronger.
Oh, Pronger. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. Definitely.
I think Pronger's definitely I hate the fact he's a flyer. But Pronger. I remember Pronger got hit in the chest with a slap shot and had a bruised heart. He came back the next series and played.
He's one of the toughest ever.
Pronger's,
yeah, no question about his toughness. And a great, and actually a very good player. Yeah, I'm okay with that too. I'm okay with all of this.
I mean, and Housley was great. I just never thought Housley was an offensive guy. I just never put Phil Housley as like in my top.
Well, that would be the one
of all time.
That would be the one question mark for me. Not that he wasn't a good player, but Hall of Fame, I don't know. You know, that'd be my one question mark. The others, yeah.
And he's going to the same year as Lidstrom, which is, you know. Which
come
is,
on, Lidstrom.
You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a player.
Seven Norrises.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It was funny about Lidstrom. You know what? It's the witch. Gets into the Hall of Fame, which he probably I would vote the witch in.
He'll get in.
I'd vote the witch in. Then the 2002 Detroit Red Wings, I believe it's correct, will have more Hall of Famers than any other team ever.
Is that right? Yeah, I could see
that. That's including like the 1955 Canadians. I mean, or the 75 Canadians. I mean, that's, if you include Canadians, it's ridiculous. Like, you go to the Hall of Fame, you sit in the Canadian locker room, like, they're all Hall of Fame.
Well, the 55 Canadians had nothing but All-Stars.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame. It's the Hall of Fame team.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'd go with all those guys. Phil's probably my least favorite of that group, but certainly Lids and Fedorov, man, and Pronger, too. I could see Pronger in there, yeah.
A couple other notes. Our old buddy we're going to have back on very soon when we all get back in the same room, make it easier on the great Johnny Bench. Corey Hirsch came out and said that don't make, because that's how much the Nets big. And Sid says don't make the Nets bigger, make goalie equipment smaller. And Corey Hirsch, in your fraternity, the goaltender fraternity, which they never say make the pad smaller, the great Corey Hirsch, friend of the show, guest of the host of the show, said, yeah, make the goalie pad smaller. Do you believe that? How great is Corey Hirsch? How great is Corey Hirsch?
Well, if Corey Hirsch says it, I'm rolling with it, because that guy's intelligent, man. He really knows the game, and to have an ex-goalie say that, that's pretty interesting.
That's amazing.
It really is. Well, he's in favor of the game. That's what I really like about him. He loves hockey overall, and whatever he thinks is best for the game. They're trying to pick up the scoring. I don't know. I think keep the net size the same. I don't know about dialing back the goal pads. There's a lot of bigger goalies, as we've as we've talked about many times, taller, bigger guys in there. And when you put the big equipment on them, it makes for a smaller target. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I definitely don't want the net to be large.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
So if Corey says people can be just as safe and they can use less smaller padding, then I say go for that. I mean, and not to be some purist and some like I hate those old baseball purists, crunchy old purists, but I don't want the net bigger.
No, I don't either.
I don't want that at all.
No.
So one thing that I've noticed at times, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I think there's been way too many offside calls. Every play is offside. Every game I watch it's because they're reviewing these goals, and some of them are called back on offside. I guess the linemen don't want to look like morons or that they're wrong. And now it seems like every game there's like 10 extra offsides. I'm not into that, man. And also not to pick on Elijah, we're not here to do that, but. They've been in the way. I feel like the linesmen and referees have been in the way a lot this year. I've seen more.
I've noticed that.
Have you noticed that too? Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. I don't know what that is. Well, it's a faster game. I think the speed of the game just keeps picking up, And maybe these guys just have a harder time getting out of the way. As far as offsides, it can really slow a game down with all those calls. And take momentum away. And I think it hurts certain teams worse than others, because certain teams like to fast break, And I don't know. I'm just so old school. I like keeping all the stuff the same. I'd like to keep the nets the same. I was against the 3-on-3. I didn't like that, But
how do you like it now? It's kind of fun to watch.
It is fun. I take some of that back. I am enjoying watching it.
Everyone's running the trap. A lot of teams running the trap. They're taking the hitting out. They're taking the fighting out. Entertain us.
Yeah, come on, man.
You can't take everything out of the game.
That's what I say.
All these things.
That's what I say.
You can't
man.
Take it all out.
Yeah.
Speaking of entertainment coming back, did you see who scored the game-winning goal last night for the Florida Panthers?
Yes, your boy, How about that? That was terrific.
Yager,
yeah. That was great, man. See, he's still got it. He can still play.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he can still play.
He looks like he just took 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yager's the best. Oh, man.
What is he, 40, 43, 44 years old?
Yes, he is.
Pretty amazing.
He's 43, and he'll be 44 when he ends. The other real quick piece of information is, did you see the classy, we love Jamie Benn. You see when Zetterberg lost his 50 piece, he gave it to him back?
Oh, I didn't
just
see
like
that.
Captain, like captain respect, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was nice. FanDuel has some problems, so they're not going to be sponsoring the show right now.
Wow, I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're saving our great fans, and we're saving our great fans to commercial break. So it's saving Johnny Bench a lot of aggravation.
Well,
but,
yeah, exactly.
So if you want to advertise, we have some empty space. We're going to have some new advertisers probably starting next week. We'll have it on the road and letting everything will be back to normal next or whatever. Well, I can't wait to see the guys. I miss Johnny Bench.
Well, we miss you. We miss you. We know you're on a great tour, though. I mean, anytime you're out with Bill Burr, you are on the top tour in comedy, my friend. Got to be proud of yourself for
that.
Thank you. You know, that is the number one guy in comedy. He holds the belt, as you say, and rightfully so. What a comedian. So that's terrific that you're on that tour, man. But we do miss you here.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's fun. And the fans are great. I mean, the fans are coming up with
Puck Off. Well, the Puck Off Nation, the Puck Off Nation is growing. It's building. And there are no
really,
better fans.
It really is.
Yeah,
really,
no better fans.
Really, I mean, we have no better fans. And speaking of Bill, Cam Neely officially came out and said Boston screwed up. They should have kept Kyle Sagan.
Well,
I don't know if you're listening.
Duh.
I already texted him that. He's like, where's the link?
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of a duh. I think a lot of people felt that. Look at how he's.
Well, that's, yeah.
I mean, that's.
That's kind of as big as Shirelli, too. You know, that's kind of like, you know, really, I think Shirelli on the way up. But, let's do the award, and then we'll give it to Ben Shapiro. Johnny played hurt last week, coming through with strep throat. He played hurt.
Yeah.
The hockey player. Fantasy update. Here we go. Graphic. I'm in last place. Johnny Bench is in second to last.
You guys are holding down the fort.
Well, you know, somebody has to get. No, but here's the thing. I remember last year Christmas, I went and took like a 2-week Christmas break, kind of like, you know, kind of did the LeBron James. I think a couple weeks off of the season, I thought, who's going to catch me? Boom. Ended up like, you know, in eighth. So nobody get cocky. Nobody think. Sweet hands ain't coming to get them, and I'm going to be there in the end. Nobody think I'm not going to come and get them. So,
well, you know what?
It's all coming.
Maybe it'll be a reversal last year because you took off and were leading the pack early last year. And
I was leading the pack by so much, I thought people were going to think I was cheating. I swear to God. And then, and so, you know, they think I was using an illegal stick. I took a curve on the stick last year.
Yeah, but
so
maybe you can reverse that. Try and reverse that this year. Let's see.
Yeah, I am. I'm telling you, we're coming back. We are coming back. And I like my run. No, he really is too. And not to pick on the goaltending, but my goaltending has been such. I mean, I got Brett O'Barron out playing, you know, Varlamov in Denver. So that's not good. That's not good for me.
Oh.
And Havlick is – and Hutchinson's kind of outplayed Havlick in Winnipeg. So I have unless the Flyers, I have goaltending issues. Goaltending issues. But that's where it stands now. The to get to the award, do you have a dirt bag of the week?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Dirty deeds, find that cheap. Dirty
got any ideas on that? Who was kind
of... Well, and last week I gave it to a Pittsburgh... Or last week I gave the first to a Pittsburgh guy. This week my third guy goes to a Pittsburgh guy. It really made me think to give it to two guys in a row, but it's just to show how great it is that Pittsburgh's got like 10 guys in the NHL. Was Vince Trocheck of the Florida Panthers. He celebrated a goal that didn't happen, and then the other team went down and scored.
Oh, man, that sounds pretty dirtbaggish.
Calgary really... went down again. He got minus one. He played with a plus one. He got minus one.
Let's give it to him. Okay, that's good. He's our guy.
All right. He's a dirt. Sorry, man. Well,
that sounds like something I would have done back in my playing days.
Oh, yeah. It was a big celebration. But, you know, it looked good. It is the best. But, you know.
Skirt of the week.
We got two to pick from, but really only one. So we have the great Jack Eichel, absolutely chewed up sister of Tampa Bay, which Sister is a big dude. Eichel ate him up. He chewed him like a $3 cigar. Chewed him up like a 10-cent cigar. Chewed him up. I got to get my things wrong.
Right.
But he chewed him up. But that's not the scary of the week. The scary of the week goes to Mr. Murray, a defenseman for Columbus. I mean, that's probably what Tortorella was probably choking him on the plane today. But Henrik Sedin, not exactly Mark Messier, Eric Lindros, he let Henrik Sedin eat him up. So,
well, let's go
Ryan
with him.
Murray, I mean, come on.
All right, that's our skirt.
I'm going to combine skirt and dirtbag of the week to Omega, a dirty skirt. Derek Pouliot. Derek Pouliot. The reason why the Penguins don't have Lucci. The reason why the Penguins don't have Claude. The reason why the Penguins don't have Ryan Kessler. Yeah, that Derek Pouliot, who's in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, got busted for public drunkenness.
Wow.
He wasn't watching a game tape. He wasn't watching a game tape. Oh, Pouliot. What a joke. Now, apparently there was, because I'm on the road and I really do 98% of the same amount of homework as I do at home, just not with the same enjoyment, because I'm not on my couch relaxing, enjoying hockey.
Right.
Apparently there was a Claude Lemieux, but since it is the Claude Lemieux, I think he's in the Calgary, there was something, but this is the Claude Lemieux one. We don't look it up. We don't worry about it. There's no music. Bobby, so you'd have been happy last week. A Detroit Red Wing won the Bob Probert Award.
That always makes me happy.
Erickson had a goal, and Ruff Neal got the 10-game misconduct. It wasn't a fight, but a rough, and then a gamer, and it is a Red Wing. We gave it to Bob. I mean, we gave him the Bob. But this week, no Bob. We had an award.
There wasn't one.
I was going to say,
you can't give that award out unless somebody earns it.
Yeah, no, that's the sacred one.
Yeah.
That's the sacred one.
You know, it's funny because when I was back home in Detroit this last weekend, everybody still idolizes Probert.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we played the Fox. Now, you know what a great venue that is.
Great venue.
The Fox is the best.
Oh, man.
Oh, that lobby is... That lobby is the best lobby.
They've had them all there, all the biggies.
Oh, it was an amazing. amazing night. And I actually saw, actually in the streets of Detroit, I actually saw a Buffalo Bear jersey. I loved it. I wanted to put up and take a picture with the guy. Because he's wearing a purple jersey. I was a little afraid.
Yeah,
but
man.
But he's throwing haymakers.
Yeah.
He might not want his picture taken. But now the Dio. I couldn't think of a deal myself. I think you might want to ask if you have a deal. I like that kid you brought up. This is a rookie. It's a goal and two assists.
Well,
I don't know how the hell you think.
Yeah, that was good.
Else, sure, you know.
Well, who I want to give it to is Tomas Vanek.
Oh, look at that. Yeah,
I just thought that goal was something else. It was.
I put on the red.
Yeah. I just thought he was terrific. That was a great play.
To quote the great Mike Lang is always on the show, more moves than they what.
that particular goal really impressed me.
Yeah, it was. It impressed everybody. It was an advantage is who we play with a fire. It's for Minnesota. Did you know we've I last thing I talked about the Minnesota fan. They gave me bottles of whiskey. There's definitely been a the great fans of Minnesota definitely stood up and we're all friends.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I mean, that should make some friends for us again there, because we got to prop that guy. That way, he just had he's playing well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I'd give him the deal.
There you go. The Cinderella's on my me. Many great ones this week. Many great ones. We have the flower. We have the flower on the Sutter sister with the big shoulder pad. The big Sutter had, of course, had a wide open day. Flower jumps back, he hits the shoulder. Then we have we always pick a one, a non goalie thing. Flower came out way out of the cage. I don't know what Flower was doing. And Olimata had to make the save, the great Olimata.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
Penguin. I don't know if you saw the one. There's your Penguin corner. Then we have the great Bobby Lou, Roberto Luongo on Chris Stewart of Anaheim with the big save. Stu right down front in the kitchen. We have Riley Smith of Florida is absolutely stunned. The stutter by Hans Christian Andersen. Ducks. Here's a great one. Markstrom on Foligno. Markstrom on Foligno was nuts. We know he had your guy, Devin Dubnyk on Wheeler, has a huge one. And the great, as mentioned before, the great Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco on Nesterov of the Tampa Bay Lightning. I think the best name was probably Chad Johnson.
That's the one I'd go with.
You saw that one too?
Yeah, that was beautiful, man. What a save. I got to go with Johnson on that one. Although, you know what? Last night I haven't seen much better goaltending than Mazarek stopping Ovi 15 times.
Oh, yeah, and the one on the power play was nuts.
Yeah.
The one when they had him all shaded, yeah. Oh, yeah, Mazarek, I actually thought you were going to give Mazarek the Dio. I really thought Mazarek was going to get the Dio.
Yeah,
I thought for sure. You're open-minded. now, as always, everyone's favorite, the Goon of the Week.
That's everyone's favorite.
Now. TNT. I'm dynamite. Everyone's favorite. Now we have a rookie belt, Burton, great young rookie for Vancouver, another great young rookie for Vancouver. And Burton, I'm sure we'll get letters and emails and tweets about how I said it was. But, and Burton versus beautiful Bobby Farnham of the New Jersey Devils. It was a lightweight division, but love it when the rookies go at it.
Yeah.
Love it when the rookies go at it. Now, we have one hit that we know he didn't like, but we have to win the game of the week. The Mayors of Dallas absolutely rocked Marchenkov at the blue line. I'm sure you saw that hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't like it.
That was, I'll tell you what, the Mayors, I thought nothing of him when he was in San Jose, and I thought, geez. Lindy Ruff's going to work with this guy now? I mean, he's been playing great for Dallas.
Yeah.
He's played rough, too. We have Emily from the Happy Pond versus Vatranen from Boston. When I watch it with Dr. Soundbond, I'm in a loss. In the same game, though, we had our buddy, Chara, absolutely crushed Tommy. This was Boston vs. Capitals, I believe, last Wednesday. Chara absolutely sacked Tommy Wilson. And then Latta showed up to back it up and was going to take on Chara. And that's hitting in the short cage. So we love Michael Latta for that. Probably the most vicious play of the week. Belou of Montreal, please. And it's against Zach Ronaldo, so you know whatever you want to do to Ronaldo, to me it's fair game. he hit a stick. He just went into the gear hole and just crushed Ronaldo's ear. So that was definitely during match game, match penalty, definitely weak. I mean definitely a crappy thing to do. But it's Ronaldo. I'm sure he'd do it to you. So
oh yeah.
We end with our favorites, of course, the Winnipeg Jets. You had Peluso absolutely destroying Michael Grabner. Now, I know Grabner weighs 110 pounds, but Peluso absolutely destroyed him. And then our all-time favorite, the man,
Big Buff,
Nazem Kadri, tried to run Buffalo.
Yeah, good move.
Oh, it was the best. And it's funny because I never thought Kadri had any balls. But he tried to run Buffalo, and Buffalo didn't move, and Kadri went about 30 feet in the air. Don't mess with the Buff.
Yeah.
In a way, though, maybe I should be happy that Winnipeg's not doing good, because then we'll let Buffalo come to Pittsburgh. Because that's all they talk about in Pittsburgh is that they think we might get Buffalo.
Man, everybody.
How much would that change everything? That would change everything in Pittsburgh.
Everything.
That would change everything.
Every team could use Buff. Every team in the league.
Everything. Yeah, everybody. Buff. And also in that, Buff would also destroy Eric Carlson. Who I saw too, whoever I would play last on, I forget. I couldn't even get him the skirt because it's just him. The guy just walked around and Carlson didn't even try to. How can you win the North? Not even try to play defense. But whatever. That's your goon. Take your pick.
Well, my pick for goon of the week is our old friend John Scott for leaving Arizona.
Ah! There you go. Oh, that's a good one. The captain's back. There you go. The captain.
Come on, buddy.
All right, that's great. Johnny Bench.
I'm here.
What's up with the tweets?
What do we got with tweets?
What's up with the tweets, Mr. Bench?
Well, first off, we have Bill Carson. He's asking about the net controversy, and you guys already touched upon that. But
is that Ben Carson? Oh, Bill.
Bill Carson.
I thought Ben Carson was weighing in.
But he does have a bonus question. Who's worse, Pierre Maguire or Phil Simms?
Oh, wow. That's it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I know what you think about Pierre.
I don't like Phil Simms at all.
I don't either.
But I hate Pierre Maguire. I think Pierre Maguire hurts the game a lot. I don't think Phil Simms hurts the game of football. I mean, I think he hurt. How many people? If you're a teenager, thinking like, yeah, hey, I kind of like hockey. I play PlayStation. And look, it's the Penguins versus Penguins versus Ovi. I'm gonna watch the game tonight. And his dad's like, yeah, yeah, what's the hockey game? Nothing else on. Turns on to hear him talking about someone, you know, oh, who's junior 18 in Saskatchewan for 5 minutes. Like, shut this crap off.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I haven't said it yet. I want to say it tonight, though, because it's a rivalry Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I'm not at home to listen. I'm not at home to listen to, like, the game on the Penguins radio and then watch it. I'll be in a bar in New York. So I'll count my FPRs.
All right, I'm going with Phil because he annoys me.
All right. Phil Langan. He says, we might be seeing the emergence of an amazing goalie in Martin Jones, giving up 2 goals in 4 games, both on deflections. And then he says, or maybe not. Sad face.
I think Jones is good. You know, it's a long season, so you're going to have your ups and downs. But I think that guy's good.
He's good. He played great at the beginning. The whole team's kind of collapsed, and great's a strong word. Good. He's a good goaltender. He's a good goaltender. Great, you know, great. Great might be. If you call him great, then what do you call? You know, Hank.
No, he's got a ways to go to be great. Yeah, no, you're right. He doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't deserve great yet, but he's got some skills.
Larry Ziegler is saying the Sabres are 5-0 this season when leading after 2. Disco has those boys playing well.
Well, I think we touched on that earlier. We even admitted that Disco's doing a good job there so far.
Yeah, tap of the stick. It was Larry that gave me that 5-0. I used it. So, Larry, you get bonus points.
Yeah.
All right. Dio Moore is giving us some Canadian love. He says, Canada loves puck off. Keep kicking ass, Bartnick. You rock, man.
Well, Canada is awesome. my homeland.
Yeah, there you go. And thank you. And I can't do it without the captain and Johnny Bench.
Wow.
I literally, like, you know.
But this guy's aware. This guy's aware of your knowledge, man. You are the most knowledgeable hockey guy out there, Joe Bartnick.
I don't know.
No question.
I go to these cities. Oh, no question. Well, you know, oh, my God. I almost faced his head. Jarmelson's head. Jarmelson is ahead on our he's the Swedish hammer. Jarmelson, you know, the Swedish hammer is winning in fantasy. And he's a great fan of ours, and he was out at the show in Chicago. And then, so of course, he's a big Jarmelson fan. So I almost forgot that he's leading in charge of fans. But he was a great fan. And that's what I was going to say is, no, I love the game. I study for this show. But there's fans out there that know so much. Like
fans. Fans are knowledgeable, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I love it, because our fans are knowledgeable. But we don't get the fans that don't know anything. We get the smart people.
I know, that's the bad
part. That's why we have to be on top of our game.
That's why I'm constantly busted.
Somebody was defending us for how we can't pronounce anything. And someone was defending us, like, but these guys are having fun. It's all for fun. Like,
And thankfully, we have Dana to fall back on, our translator.
He's willing to come out and give us a class. And I was like, okay, well, it's going to take more than one class.
Yeah,
you know?
Come on.
Larry's back. He says, totally agree with you on the skirt. That is Dougie Hamilton. The only Dougie in the NHL was Gilmore.
Well, Dougie Gilmore was awesome. I got to say that. But. And this guy's much maligned, and I know what Joe thinks of him, but I like the guy. He's talented, I think. I don't know.
And last one for this week. Richard Hubble wants to know the best and worst decisions for your fantasy squad so far. Personally, my worst decision was falling asleep during the draft. And
that could be a problem.
My best decision was accidentally getting Tyler Seguin and Zetterberg. So that was good for me.
Yeah, well, that is good.
My worst decision was not telling my wife I'm going to call her every day and have her change my lineup on my fantasy team. And my best decision was not telling my wife I'm going to call her every day and have her change my lineup. I've done that before. So, I'm telling you, everybody enjoy now. Tweet now, email now, get on Facebook now and attack me, because I'm telling you, I'm coming.
Yeah, okay.
I'm telling you, I'm coming.
We'll see.
I'm coming.
My best decision was not playing.
Well, no, we could have had the whole bottom three.
Probably, yeah. All righty, guys. Well, that's the awards and that's the tweets. We love the tweets. Please keep them coming. And we love the fans.
We're taping this on Veterans Day, and I know we have a lot of guys and ladies in uniform that listen to us. As always, thank you so much.
A shout out to all the vets. Thank we you. Love you. We love you.
All the vets, get that out. And I'm going to be back. And we're all going to be back together next week for next week's show. I'll be back. If you're listening, I'll be back. I'll be in New York. Got shows at the Stand all weekend and even on Monday. And I'll be back in L.A. So that's Ralphie Frazier.
Well, first of all, keep kicking ass out there. You're doing a great job. And say hello to Mr. Burr. What a fantastic show that is with you guys. And I'm, still on the mothership rolling every Sunday night here in Los Angeles, 95.5 KLOS. You can listen at 95.5KLOS.com, and I hope you will. 10 till 2 every Sunday night. And I'm just rolling with the stand-up, and at the Laugh Factory and Comedy Store and all the L.A. clubs this week.
All right on. Right on. Well, hey, everybody, thanks for listening. And like all the fans that came out to all the shows with Bill, all the shows I'm doing in New York without Bill at the Stand, all the so many Pittsburgh people listen to Puck Off, so many Pittsburgh people. So I want to thank those folks. It's so much fun in the Berg, and things are fun in the Berg, man.
Pens are looking good, man. Pens are looking good right
looking
now.
Looking good, man.
Yeah.
Looking good. So thanks, everybody. Go ahead, Trace.
Well, we just want to wrap it. We want to thank you again. Our fans are the best, and we appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week. Joe, we'll welcome you back. Johnny Bench, thank you as always. This is Frazier Smith for the guys. This is Puck Off. We are out.